I've got, as I said, two guests, Paro Biennale College, and I've got Kuba Chakai and Magdalena Kaminska, respectively director and producer of Baby Bump. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, hello.
So, who starts? Who starts? Because I want to ask something that is always very, very difficult to answer. What is this Baby Bump about?
Well, in Baby Bump, we are focused on the body of an 11-year-old boy who is actually pretending. And it's a film about how the body is changing, how the body is... I think about something like transforming, and also the important thing is his relationship with his mother. How everything is changed around him.
There's a beautiful way. I actually asked you because this film must be watched. Because, of course, this is very, a beautiful tease for the audience to go, but maybe they wouldn't expect what you actually see image-wise. Because I think you really had fun making this film. And I actually wanted to ask you a bit more in depth how it all started, especially your collaboration, and, of course, being here, being at a college, trying not to reveal too much, but still, it's got pretty interesting images, I'd say.
We know each other from school, as we studied together, but before we've never had a chance to work together. And one day Kuba approached us, me and the other producer, Agata Szymańska, and we applied to Biennale College with a project of Baby Bump. It was, at that time, it was only a treatment. So we worked for a month on application. We applied, and finally we were selected as one of the 12 projects that were selected by that time. And then we were already extremely happy that it happened to us, and it was something really crazy for us, because we've never had chance to be part of that kind of program. And then after first workshop, when the script was done, we were selected as one of the three projects that were financed by the Biennale College Cinema. And this was like...
Shock.
This was shock. And the only thing that left was the film that was supposed to be done. And after the workshop, after script doctoring and the great care that we were taken, that we got and huge support, we finally started to produce the film, which was crazy because the time was very short. We only had 9 months to finish the film. To premiere at Venice Film Festival.
Yeah, and also to find the main character, the boy, and I think it was so very difficult to have the right person.
How long did it take to actually find?
I think we started casting at December.
Yeah, during the second workshop.
Yeah, and we finally found him. It was, I think, beginning of February, something like that.
And actually, you said it, because for me, watching the film is like, there's a sort of euphoric, constant push, And I wonder if this euphoria of images and kind of like, this, let's say, this roller coaster of like shock, you used it, so I can use it, is also due to the fact of the euphoria of being on a very tight, you have a very tight deadline.
Yeah.
So you kind of felt it like, if we don't do it now, we're never going to do it, and therefore you just really pushed it to the max.
Okay. Yeah, and the two limits, that was time and not huge budget.
Money, exactly.
And also Kuba's imagination, that is crazy, and the beautiful people that work with us on the process, production designer, costume designer, everybody knew that we have absolute freedom. We can do whatever we like, and this was amazing.
Yeah, and also
we combine all this energy and actually we could work on the script.
Also important was the collaboration, because all of the our members are our friends, so it will be easier to find this how we can do it.
And of course actors that were also very involved, and also I think they got an opportunity to work on a very special script that we can like push the limits and work really with passion and
yeah
that's what I love the most about the film, the fact that actually you embrace freedom, But there's always, when you when you drop the bomb freedom, it always means something a bit idyllic, you know, paradise-like. But here instead, you actually went to the opposite end. So the gruesome part of freedom, you know, this anarchistic kind of way of just, now I'm going to hit you with images. You know, you need to take it. And I just wonder, actually, the script part as well. Was it completely also free, a free-flowing kind of way of putting ideas down and then finding a leitmotif? Or perhaps you already knew the solid structure of this?
When we closed the first script, I think we catch the movie, I think. Of course, mm-hmm. we have a lot of changes. It's normal when you're working on the script. But I think that we found the way how we shoot it at the beginning. Because also, I think also it's good to add that this film is kind of comic book style, and also we were looking for the good good describe of visual part of the film.
And well, we're here, so Biennale College, and the film now has its own life, although probably it's going to be long in the festival circuit. But
hopefully.
I'm sure. But I want to ask you if you're that kind of filmmaker, of course, you're the kind of producer. That once the film is done, it's about to kind of let it go, or perhaps maybe in the screening you kind of started thinking about, oh, maybe that should have been that way, that should have been done in that the other way. So the constant perfectionism, even when the film is finished.
It's a good question, but I think maybe probably in the next year, like it was so tough time for us, and the first screening was we were very stressful. And I don't know. It's now I don't know how it should
how
be.
How to get this reflection and distance. Mm-hmm. But actually, before we came here, we had this conversation about some scene that could be part of the film, and it's not. But okay. It was just like some things from our like childhood. Yeah. We had in mind, and we constantly talk about the film. So I think it's natural that when the film is finished and you have the world premiere of the film, you see it for the first time with audience, and then the distance and the reflection comes, yes? So, but I think, from my perspective as a producer, I love the way the film is done, and for me it's absolutely like ready, and there is no little change I would do in the film. So.
Good. And also, audience, be ready then. I'm going to use your words as well. Be ready, go and watch it, because it's... some English old gentleman probably will say it's a riot.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.